Thanks to New Balance for supporting this episode of the podcast. Celebrate the 50th running of the TCS New York City Marathon with exclusive New Balance gear. For those colder running days, consider the warmer jackets and vests made with New Balance heat technology to help keep you warm. There are plenty of offerings to meet every runner's needs. Shop the black and gold collection now. Visit newbalance.com.
Welcome to episode 4 of Habitual Routine. I'm Coach Anique Lamar.
And I'm Coach Roberto Manjay. For this season of Habitual Routine, we'll be focusing on telling stories of runners who will be joining us for the 2021 TCS New York City Marathon. Today, we chat with Maria Jose Estrada Martinez.
The 50th running of the New York City Marathon holds extra significance for Maria, as it also marks the 25th anniversary of her grandfather, Luis Martinez Nunez, completing the marathon himself. Since a young age, she has treasured the stories her grandpa has shared of his running experiences.
Never a runner herself, Maria was motivated to take up her grandfather's passion as a way to relieve stress induced by the challenges of raising two young children while isolating at home during the pandemic. Until her grandfather passed earlier this year from COVID-19, he served as her inspiration and running coach, helping her through the early parts of her marathon training.
After he passed, Maria's grandmother gifted her his finisher medal and photos from the marathon's 25th running. She's eagerly looking forward to following in his footsteps, literally, and knows her grandfather, Luis, will be with her for every step. All right, now let's hear from Maria.
Hi, Maria. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited to be here at your program.
Yeah. Thank you. We're so happy to have you. And we know a big part of your running journey was inspired by your grandfather. So if you can, tell us a little bit about how you became a runner.
Of course. Well, okay. I can remember as if it was like yesterday. The first day that I take a pair of tennis and I ran was in November last year. But I think that day could not be possible happen if I hadn't the experience of the confinement during the pandemic. I firmly think that everything happens for a reason. And sometimes you don't understand it, but you put everything, like every day, the intention to be better. Good things come by its own way. So we used to live in Mexico City, but in March, because of the pandemic, we came here to Puebla to live. So suddenly I was at my place with my husband, with two home office guys, with two babies, because I have I have two daughters. One, well, her name is Luisa Maria. She has 2 years old, and the other one has 1 year old. So it was kind of a big deal being everyone at the same house. No, for that, for a lot of months, you know. So, well, we decided to move to Puebla, that it's a city next to Mexico City, like 2 hours away. And I think to have like more quality time, no, because it was a rough time, but we said, well, maybe not in the city, but in Puebla, it's more calm and we're going to have more space in our place. So, well, I think my story is not an extraordinary one, but I think it's the some of the things that done along the day that make it extraordinary. I can tell you that I was blessed, you know, in the pandemic, I have a work, I have my two children, I have my husband, we were happy, but we were really stressed, you know? During some days, we were cooking everything for the weekend, and then you need to take care of the babies and then diapers. So, you know, in October, I was exhausted. I had like a burnout, a terrible burnout. I started to take therapy because I was really, really tired, and my husband was too. And well, that was not good for our family. So the therapist told me, you need to do exercise. Do what you want, but do exercise. And I was like, what? In pandemic? I don't want to get out. You know, here in Mexico, the situation was really difficult. So I said, I cannot go to the gym. I cannot go to a tennis club. So I'm going to start running. So one day, but then it came the question, when are you going to run? Because you have two babies and your husband and your house and your home and your work. So one day at Saturday, I remember in October, it was 6 a.m. and my daughters woke up And I said, what am I going to do until 9 that my husband wakes up? Because one day I take care of the girls and then my husband take the girls, take care of them on Sundays. So on Saturdays, it was my turn. So I was like, now is the moment. I'm going to run with them. So I took a pair of tennis. I took the stroller. It's not a runner stroller. I need to say that. It's a double stroller. But I said, I don't care. I need to do exercise. So my Luisa Maria and Ana Julia were like, Mom, where are we going? It's still night. What are you doing? And I was like, I don't care. We're going to do exercise. So that day I started to run. I ran. I ran 20 minutes because I couldn't do more and with the stroller and two girls. But when I finished, I said, this is my sport. I'm going to continue. So, well, the story is I finished that day and I called my grandpa because I said, I need a coach. You know, I need someone to tell me how to run or what time. And my grandpa was an extraordinary athlete. He was triathlete. He did marathons. He swam. He did cycling. And so I called him and he told me, wow, I can't believe you're running. You will be great. I'm going to show you everything about running. I'm really happy for you. And since that day, every day he called me, hey, how's your running going? What did you do today? You need to run 10 kilometers. You need to run that. So he was my coach. So, well, that was amazing that I had this time with him for running.
I love that your story is both a story that many people experienced during the pandemic, right? Maybe relocation, trying to find safety, trying to find balance and exercise. So that is a story that I think a lot of folks can understand. Calling your really cool grandfather, who's a really phenomenal coach, not a lot of people have that exact story. So I love that you had that coach in speed dial that you were able to connect with. You know, I'd love to talk about your grandfather because, you know, he had this really cool background and very athletic background. What was your favorite running story that your grandfather told you?
I love that. You know, I've been thinking about that because he had many stories. He was not only an athlete, he was also a singer. He made his album. You can see it in YouTube. I love him. I know he was, and before dying, he wrote a memory of his life. You know, so he was like an inspiring person for me. But well, the story that he told me, it was about in Cuba. You know, he ran marathon, the Havana Marathon. I don't know exactly the year, honestly. I can't remember. But he told me that he started to run with his friends. And when they arrived to the race line, the Cubans ran the marathon not with shoes. They ran with tire shoes, you know, shoes made of tire. And they just got surprised because sometimes you think, with this tennis, I'm going to do it and I'm going to do it great. But then you turn around and you see other people doing their best, the best they can with the things that they have, you know, it's amazing. So he told me that all the team gave these Cubans their shoes and the Cubans in gratitude gave them their shoes. So this is what running connects us, you know? It doesn't matter your political view, your social view, your values, just one thing connect everyone, and it's the running, the passion for run, no? So I love that story.
Yeah, I actually, not only do I love that story, but, you know, thank you for sharing. It actually reminds me a lot of how I started running. My first race was many, many moons ago in South Africa, and my parents bought me like these really cool brand new running shoes. And I remember lining up to the race feeling like I'm so excited and looking around and most of the kids and adults next to me were running barefoot. I never even thought about that. And
wow.
I thought, and suddenly I was like, oh, I feel like I should be barefoot. So, you know, it's just funny how, as you said, running unites us and you don't need that much equipment. It just brings people together. Kind of on that same vein and bringing people together, obviously, we're getting ready for the 50th running of the TCS New York City Marathon, and your grandfather ran the 25th anniversary of the marathon. So How do you imagine, or how do you think that experience will be both different and similar for you?
Well, I think definitely I'll be running the same route, you know, that my grandfather did 25 years ago. I'm excited to think that I'll be running in the same streets, you know, the same atmosphere that made him love New York City Marathon so much. He ran it 3 times, you know? So I think that in each crossroad street, I'll be honoring his life through my running. I'm really looking forward to start the race and cross the Verrazzano Bridge, you know, Verrazzano, no?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I really want to ride that finish line as happy as he did. You know, I see the pictures of him and he was shouting and raising his arms. So it doesn't matter the years. All the New York City, I think, marathon runners, we are connected, but via that special route. I cannot think in something different. I'm planning to be this as exactly as my grandpa did it, you know, to feel what he felt. But I think the only thing that can change maybe the tennis technology, and that's it.
No? Maybe you'll have a slightly better shoes out there, and
yes,
you'll get to carry.
But
you'll get to bring a cell phone. you know, this story is so powerful because you're talking about connecting family. You know, and throughout the years, and you're both going to be united by this marathon. But it's particularly impactful because your grandfather passed away this year from COVID-19. So how do you think he'll be with you during this race? And how do you think it's going to feel once you cross the finish line?
Okay. I think it's amazing how my grandpa is watching over me in every step I take. I don't know how he's going to do with, I don't know how he's going to be with me that day, honestly. We can make a chapter 2 of this podcast, but I think that part of the excitement I have to run the marathon is to feel him with me, you know, and I know that he's going to surprise me there. I can tell you 2 stories that definitely felt like he was with me all the time. And he's been with me every running step, you know, during my training. The first one was when he was at the hospital fighting for his life. I don't know why, but I woke every day at 5 a.m. And at that time, I started to do my run routine. He was in my mind all the time, and I did not wake up with an alarm. You know, I just woke up and I felt like he was waking up every day. Like if my running could save him, you know. I ran and I ran and I ran because I thought, well, I think that even if he died, that effort, every step would put him in a better place, you know, in eternity. I thought maybe my effort is going to help him. Like if my steps would earn him, like heaven, you know. The day he died, I did not wake up by him. And I thought, oh my God, this is strange. I've been waking up 2 weeks now, so 5 a.m. and today, no, but that day, he died. But, I thought maybe he just doesn't need me anymore, no? So I went for a run from my house to the hospital with my cousin. And when we were on our way to the hospital, my mother called me and she told me my grandpa passed away. So, I thought that maybe while he was still in earth with me, he was telling me just run, because everything will help me, you know, to arrive to heaven. So that's one big connection I had with him. And the last one I had, it was for me a shock, really, because every day he told me while he was training me, he used to tell me, Pollito, you need to buy a watch. You cannot run without a watch. And I was like, I don't have money for that. I'm going to run with my iPad and iPhone and that's it. No? So one day I bought a watch and I called him, I already have a watch. Oh, perfect. But then, he died. And I did not have the time to learn more for the watch, no? The functioning, how it's going to start, to stop, and everything. So that day, in the night, I thought, I need someone to explain me, like by dummies, how can I use this technology? I don't know anything about it. So the other day, I went for training with the team. And I met one girl that told me, oh, I love your watch. And I said, like, yeah, it's beautiful, but I don't know how to use it. And she told me, don't worry, I'm going to explain it to you everything. You need to download this app and look. And when she started to tell me how to use the watch, the song that my father used to sing started to be heard. I don't know why, from the police. When we run, there's a police station, and the song started to be heard in the police station. The song that my grandpa used to sing. So it was like, wow, it's like he sent me this girl to show me how to use this watch. I don't know, you know, so I felt him. Well, there are many stories, but these two, I think they are the most important because they are really tangible, you know? So, well, that's it.
Yeah, those are beautiful stories, you know, and thank you for sharing. I know I personally also feel the same way, that, you know, things happen for a reason. And,
yes,
you know, we're not completely out of it yet. But last year, 2020 was, you know, I would say maybe the peak of the pandemic. A lot of us were starting to adjust to a new normal and not knowing what was next, and a lot of uncertainty. And I know for myself and Coach Anik, we used to tell a lot of our runners, you know, just do what you can. Running meets you where you are. And that's something, yes, we just repeated over and over. Running meets you where you are. So given your journey from last year and obviously now this year getting ready for the marathon, how do you think other runners and people listening to this podcast could use running to work through a tragedy or obstacle in life, similar to how you've managed to do so?
Yes, it's a great question. Look, I think the most important thing about running is that gives you time. You know, we live in a world that goes so fast, so many noise, music, social media and TV and everything. No, we're doing everything so fast that if you don't stop it or make the effort to have a time by your own, to meditate, to reflect, to think, it's hard to change from why this is happening to me to the reason behind this problem is. Running for me is the opportunity to reconnect, you know, to think, to meditate, to pray. 1 month ago, my daughter got really, really sick and I couldn't be able to skip the training. So I went to the training and I remember while I was started to run, I started to cry, you know, of guilty of everything. Like, what am I doing here? And my daughter is sick. Well, she was with my husband. My husband is a doctor, so that she was fine. But, you know, as a mother, it's like a really bit difficult being a runner and trying to have everything good in the same place at the same time that you run. So I started to cry, you know. I cried and I cried and I think, well, this will help. This will be a reason. And so I started to think, I need to rest. I need to be more calm. I need to have a pair of new shoes. I need to, you know, and this I need word started to be in my mind, like 2 kilometers, you know. So in the 2 kilometers, I said, no more complaining. You know, I put a podcast about a Catholic priest and he started to talk about how we solve problems. And when you're focused in your own obstacles, that does not allow you to see the purpose of that suffering. I mean, we don't love to suffer, you know, but it's part of life. So we need to accept it and to find the reason of that obstacle. So that's why running helped me, you know, this moment, and to let go my grandpa, because during this time I've been meditating. Okay, maybe this is happening for a reason. That's why I'm here, you know. That's why I'm honoring his life. That's why everything happens for a reason. No, so in addition, while running, I find the reason, you know, to my grandpa's absence and being here with you at this time in the New York City. I mean, this couldn't be happened. I prefer my grandpa would be here by my side, but he's not, you know, but he's not here. But I changed my attitude and now I'm running a marathon. I'm with you. I'm honoring his life. And also running. I mean, it forged virtues, you know, as a runner, such as strength, perseverance, and happiness. So I think for all the runners that are hearing this, run will help you, definitely.
I love that. You know, I think that it gives you time to, you know, to just think and to work through your feelings.
Yes.
I think that's so powerful how you said that right out. You had that answer like right there. And yeah. it gives you that time to think and just be in a space. All right, Maria, our last question. And we are asking all our guests this season, as they prepare for the 2021 TCS New York City Marathon, why New York? What do you think is so special about New York that you're running it, that your grandfather ran it three times? What is it about this marathon?
Well, I think why New York? Here in Mexico is like the runner dream, you know? It's such a special city. It must have such a special marathon. I met New York City 4 years ago, and I really love that it's a city full of life, glamour, culture, entertainment. I mean, it's the Big Apple. My grandpa ran it three times, as you said, but someone of my running team told me, you know, Maria, for your first marathon, you choose well because you will feel like a rock star. You're going to be like in the streets and all people cheers you up. Like they told me it's the best marathon. I've been doing all the majors. She made London, she made Tokyo, she made Chicago, like all the majors. And she told me, but New York City Marathon is a special marathon. You will feel like a rock star. Well, so I'm planning to fail that way.
Well, Maria, your story is just wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And
thank you to invite me.
We seem to be saying this a lot lately with all these great guests, but we work for the marathon. We work for New York Roadrunners, and we hope to have this a certain level of impact for our running community. And then when we hear it back and eloquently, the way you've phrased it is just like it's really impactful, because it just shows that other people are able to feel what we're hoping to put out there. So I know you've made a new fan out of me. I really look forward to seeing how your race goes, and hoping that you have as great of experience as your grandfather did just 25 years in the future.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with your training, and we will see you in the first Sunday in November.
Perfect. Thank you very much for the invitation.
All right, runners, with a little less than 5 weeks to go before the TCS New York City Marathon, the training tip for this week is be prepared. And so what we're really asking you to do in these weeks leading up to the race is to know your race day schedule. Start thinking about that now and become a race day expert. Pro runners do this all the time. They're extremely organized and they leave nothing to chance. And so I want you to do the same thing. Leave nothing to chance. Write down all your important info. Start gathering that information now. Your start time, your wave time, what transportation option you're taking to the start, where you're going to meet family or friends after the race. And a hot tip for that is we recommend away from Central Park. So, choose a cafe or a coffee shop a couple blocks away and have that be your meetup point. Don't try and come into the crowds. Go out to your family and friends so you can navigate a little bit easier on race day. But really gather all your information in advance. And you can go to the New York Roadrunners website and search the TCS New York City Marathon. And we have so much information on this webpage. Really use it as a resource to understand, especially if this is your first time running New York, what the race day is going to look like. And this includes one of, I think, the most important things a runner can do is to really know the race course. So study that race course, be able to identify where the bridges are going to be, where the important mile markers are, and really identify where you might start to get fatigued and where you might need to be a little bit more excited, and really conceptualize the race course so it's not like you're flying into the unknown on race day. Make yourself an expert and help yourself out. So from gathering your gear, knowing what you're going to be wearing, gathering all the information, knowing what your times are, actually writing out a schedule for the day and having it with you, and really becoming an expert at the race course maps, all these things are going to help you be a pro on race day. Good luck, runners. Thank you to New Balance for supporting this episode, and thank you, Maria, for sharing your story. Please subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts and share this episode.
Thank you to our team who helped make this show happen. Today's show was produced, edited, and mixed by John Phillips. Our outro song is, you guessed it, Maria's grandfather, Luis Martinez Nunez, singing his version of A Mi Manera, originally performed by Jose Vicente Calero.
Thanks so much for listening, and good luck as you continue your journey to the TCS New York City Marathon. We'll see you next week.
más, mis sueños más.